So how pathetic and how shameful. There's one guy with an Iron Man shirt. He's really just a limp noodle, and nobody's brought the word of God yet today. Praying in the parking lot, and as soon as I called it out, Jesus said, pray in private. He stopped and laughed. Then you got a harlot-dressed woman with her head uncovered praying in the parking lot. How corrupt? How much more do we need? We videotaped it, too. How much more do we need to show you how corrupt this church system is? That if you would open up the Holy Scriptures, if you would just test things, and you would just see what God, Jesus, calls for. Sir, with the orange flag, you're an old man. You should be reading the Bible. You're deceiving yourselves, Crossing Church. You think God's going to honor you? You can't be serious. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. And the wicked are those that live in sin. Crossing Church, you're living in sin. You're wicked. Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked. Psalm 11:5, God says, I hate those that love violence. Let's talk about that word violence. It can mean punching in the face. It also means injustice. This came to me the other day. If God creates you, gives you life and breath, and says, do this way, and you do it your own way, American churchianity, you have created a massive injustice against God. You are violent before God, stealing His glory, stealing His truth, defaming His gospel, corrupting and perverting His word like perverts and spiritual whores. God destroyed Noah's day for violence. You are violent against God as you steal His glory, corrupt His word, and pervert Him. No, you pervert the Scriptures. You cannot pervert God. He's holy, holy, holy. But you've got a perverted false God that cannot save you. Turn and repent, Crossing Church, loving you with the truth. A bunch of spiritual perverts and spiritual whores that will not stand on Judgment Day.